Delaware is staring at about a $749 million budget hole this year and next. The first issue is a shortfall of about $150 million for the current year. State Budget Director Mike Jackson says just over $126 million in a reserve fund created 2 years ago may play a role in handling that, but it wouldn't entirely solve the initial problem.
We're actually actively working through what our options are to be able to put us in a positive position by the next time our Revenue Estimating Committee meets in May. I feel comfortable and confident that we would be able to get there.
Asked if state employee layoffs or furloughs are an option, Governor John Carney said he'd like to avoid that, but did not rule it out. Jackson says the state also hopes to avoid using its rainy day fund.
I would say we would exhaust all of our resources before we look to address and use our rainy day fund, whether it's for fiscal year 2020 or fiscal year 2021.
And for now, the state cannot use the over $1 billion federal dollars it was allocated for coronavirus relief to fill its budget shortfall. That money can only be used on new COVID-19-related expenses. Jackson notes the state has not received all of those funds yet and is still seeking guidance on what it can be spent on. The National Governors Association and Delaware's congressional delegation are among those lobbying to give states more flexibility in spending those funds. Tom Byrne, Delaware Public Media.